Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's really pleasure being here. I can't think of a place that I'd rather be than right here behind this microphone to share vital health information with you. And we've got lots of information to share with you this week. 877-726-8255 is our number. 877-726-8255. And that's a number that's available to you 24/7 for questions. You can call us on a, say, Tuesday night if you are unable to call us during our actual live broadcast. 877-726-TALK. And lots of information to share with you this beautiful weekend. I took advantage of the slightly cooler temperatures to take a nice long run this morning. And it was really a relief after slogging through 80-plus degree running temperatures. It's almost like no matter how early you get up here in the Northeast, the temperatures have been really scorching, and it's hard to run at anything below about 80 degrees. And when it's a little bit lower than that, your speed picks up, and your all that heat conditioning seems to pay off. So I hope that you're doing something healthy on your behalf this weekend. You've already started off right by tuning into this program. We've got some questions, but before we get to questions, there's a very, very interesting op-ed in this week's Wall Street Journal by Peggy Noonan. Peggy Noonan really nailed it with this one. Headline, America's a coalition of the worried. Everyone is anxious this summer, not over regular things, but over big and essential things. And I think that really captures the current mood. We're sort of in an inflection point on COVID-19. We just don't know which way it's going to head. I personally think that things are going to get better, but there are signs that things may be moving in the wrong direction in certain parts of the country where more people are hospitalized and the rate of positivity on COVID-19 tests is going up instead of going down. The good news, death rates are appreciably lower. We seem to be able to treat it better, or perhaps the virus itself is weakening. It's not entirely clear, but we're looking forward apprehensively to the fall because, well, summer is dwindling, and now we're confronted with the prospect of kids going back to school. And ordinarily, this would be a time to go to Staples and pick up, pencils, rulers, notebooks, school supplies. But a lot of those school supplies are going into homeschooling, and the teachers' unions are acting up about the safety of going back into schools. So there's lots of uncertainty over our personal safety amid the pandemic. Will the pandemic abate, or will it accelerate as temperatures cool and people go back inside? Over our jobs, and our careers. I mean, things are changing for a lot of people. People out of work, people having to retool, rethink what they're going to do professionally. There's opportunity out there for some people, and for some people, there's a brick wall over the economy itself, over a particularly wacky presidential election. It's unclear what the outcome is going to be. That hangs in the balance. Over our kids' education, and even over whether urban dwellers should abandon increasingly drab inner cities because, you know, there's not a lot to do in Midtown Manhattan. There's not a lot of shopping. There's not a lot of amenities. Yeah, you can eat outside. I had a wonderful dinner outside the other day with one of my colleagues, and it was really a pleasure sitting outside in a little improvised outdoor space for a restaurant that no longer serves inside, but they're popping up all over New York City and major urban and suburban areas. You can eat outside, and it's really fun. I hadn't actually gone out to eat in literally months. But many people are thinking about hightailing it for the relative safety of the suburbs or for rural areas where they could still work online and their kids can go to school, and the taxes will be lower and the urban blight will be less and the civil disorder that seems to be afflicting some of our cities is less likely to occur. You know, this quality of life issues, a lot of people are facing up to that and they're trying to make decisions. Maybe they decamped for the beach during the summer months and they're thinking about, you know, should we go back to the city? This is where we're going to, where our kids are going to be able to go back to school. And it's getting to us. The New York Times reports, according to the National Center for Health Statistics, roughly 1 in 12 adults reported symptoms of an anxiety disorder last year in the summer of 2019. So 1 in 12, that's a considerable number, but now it's more than 1 in 3. And last week, the Kaiser Family Foundation released a tracking poll showing that for the first time, a majority of American adults, 53%, believes that the pandemic is taking a toll on their mental health. So, you know, if you're feeling a little stressed, take solace. You are not in it alone. I'm experiencing it as well. The uncertainty is really affecting me, as it is most of the inhabitants of New York City and Manhattan, where I live, and throughout the country. We're all experiencing it. So take a moment to pat yourself on the back, because we've weathered the most devastating pandemic of modern times. It's beyond memory, because there's not a lot of people alive who remember 1919. And there's political strife, and there's an economic downturn. And for the most part, I think we've responded with great resourcefulness and resilience. So, you know, it's really a privilege when I get to talk to my patients, many of whom, even while experiencing daunting health challenges, have soldiered on with incredible positivity and ingenuity. They're keeping it going. I mean, yes, there's stress. Yes, there's sadness, boredom, frustration, anger. But despite the difficulties, people have by and large adapted with great perseverance. It's a testimony to the human spirit. And if you want to put things in perspective, you know, take some of the downtime and read history and remember how mankind has responded to wars, depressions, and plagues from time immemorial with irrepressible resourcefulness. It's a testimony of the human spirit. And if you're besieged by negative thoughts and woe-is-me thinking, try compiling a list of things for which you are grateful. Yeah, you know, it sounds corny, but make a list. Start with the little things, you know, the little everyday things that are the good things that sustain you, or you can pan out to take an aerial view and marvel at our good fortune to enjoy this very brief platform of consciousness. You know, most of us, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90 years during a very unique era. You know, there's been a span of 10,000 generations of human evolution. Say, arbitrarily, let's set it 300,000 years ago. So that's 10,000 generations of human evolution. And what are the chances that we would be plunked down in the 21st century? It could be worse, because we're here to enjoy the fruits of advanced civilization and the relative comfort and security that we enjoy in the 21st century, notwithstanding the aggravation and the true threat of COVID-19. But would your life have been any easier, say, pick another incarnation, in the year 1236 AD, when plagues were raging, or 20,000 BC, when exigencies of life were really quite a lot more daunting than what we're experiencing now? So take the time, get some perspective on what's happening, and we'll weather this together. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll take some of your calls momentarily. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And we're here. We're available. You can call us this hour and next. And the theme is intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. If you got a comment or a concern or a medical problem, let's see if we can tackle it, as we're about to do for Kathy in Derby, Connecticut. How you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I have a frozen arm, and I have arthritis in my hip. I've been taking cocosamine and Coumadin.
Coumadin?
Not Coumadin. No. Curcumin.
Curcumin. Okay.
Yeah. Curcumin.
Yeah. And Coumadin would be, medical problem like atrial fibrillation or something like that.
No, okay. I don't have that.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So you're taking like the collagen support that you get from glucosamine sulfate, and you're taking curcumin, which are, good things to do for frozen shoulder. And, frozen shoulder is, almost ubiquitous in seniors, and especially in women at or near or shortly after menopause. In fact, the cultural joke about, hot flashes in America, in Asia, it's, sore shoulder. When you say my shoulder's sore, they go, change of life. Because they have less hot flashes because they're taking a lot of soy in the diets in Japan and China. But nonetheless, when you go through hormonal transition, particularly women, but also to some extent men, you develop, it's sort of like, you need some joint lubrication, and your joints become desiccated, and, the net result is that, there's less flexibility and there's pain. And the good news about frozen, it's in the shoulder, right? It's not.
No, the arm. The arm doctor.
Oh, okay. Have you seen an orthopedist?
Yes, I had an injury. I helped pick up a TV, and of course that did it. Yes, I don't know why I did that, but.
Did you tear your brachial muscle? Sometimes known as tennis elbow?
He didn't say anything like that. Mm-hmm. He x-rayed me. He said I have a frozen arm.
Okay. And that responds, the nice thing about that is that often responds to physical therapy. So there are physical therapy exercises. You could also consider acupuncture or electroacupuncture to bring some circulation back. Mm-hmm. Various types of massage and pressure can also help that. Mm-hmm. You might apply some CBD oil directly to it, rub it in. You know, again, this is a slow process, and these types of problems are self-resolving. And, you know, as you get older, it may take longer for these things to resolve. It may take 6, 12, 18 months. It's kind of a cycle of pain and inflammation that you have to overcome. Yeah. But with proper stretching and therapy, that should get better. That should actually get better.
All right.
And you have a good prospect of healing. You may also try some type of, the various types of pressure therapy that are, like ultrasound and things like that that can relieve that. So, get some professional help with that and be patient and call us back in 6 months and let us know how it goes. Okay? And speaking of chronic pain, are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is very pertinent to our last call. Here's a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid turmeric liposome complex. The liposome complex makes it more absorbable. It's called nanotechnology. Delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the United States. This product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and a powerful antioxidant delivery system. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. You don't have to live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's spelled P-H-A-R-M. And, okay, so when we return, we're going to take a look at the dilemma of testing. They say that we can test our way out of COVID-19. There's some stumbling blocks towards that prospect. I'm Dr. Walt Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I'm going to talk a little bit about testing for COVID-19. And I've been reading a bunch of articles about this subject, and it's been proposed that we need another lockdown, that lockdown would be necessary to snuff out the virus, to really get it down to minimal levels where we can do testing and contact tracing and really stamp it out. And that's been proposed, notwithstanding the enormous economic consequences of that and, you know, school closures and the continued disruption to business and so on. And it's been suggested that we mount a major effort expending billions of dollars to, and I heard it said, that we should test every single American every couple of weeks. And if we did that, if we could only do that, we could eradicate the virus and it would just go away. And that we need to keep doing that until the advent of a vaccine, whose arrival is uncertain and whose efficacy is uncertain. And it's unclear how long that would take us, but a lot of people say it's that, it's so important that we test this virus into oblivion until a vaccine vanquishes it. So to give you an idea what the practical obstacles to that might be, I had an experience that will illustrate this. I was getting a haircut the other day. It was only my second during the lockdown. And my haircutter's cell phone rang, and she looked over there and she said, "Oh, it's my doctor. You mind if I get this?" And I said, "Sure." And I watched as she picked up the call, and her expression changed. Her brow furrowed, and she said, "Really? That's disappointing. Okay, well, thanks for letting me know." And then she hung up. And you know, I asked her if something was wrong, and she said, "Well, it's just that I'm required to be tested for COVID-19 every 2 weeks as a hairdresser. That's a precaution that's, you know, part of the phase three or phase four opening up here in New York City. And a lot of different parts of the country, hairdressers and people who have come into contact with people are getting tested routinely. And that's only going to increase if and when we open up schools, because the pupils will be tested, the teachers will be tested. That's already happening with a lot of essential services, you know, bus drivers and subway workers and people who come in contact with people get tested. And, you know, and that's a reasonable precaution. So millions and millions of people are now getting routinely tested, and the number is only going to go up. So she said, "I get tested every 2 weeks as a hairdresser, so I got the test last week." But she said, "The doctor's office called me just then to tell me that the results will take 15 days. They're backlogged." And I said, that's incredible, because I mentally calculated that in 15 days she could have come into contact with dozens of clients. And so how effective is this campaign to test people? I mean, in principle, it's great, but the implementation is faulty because so many tests are arriving at labs that they can't keep up with the tests, and they can't hire enough people to process the test, millions and literally millions of tests. And here's another example of a testing misadventure. Some of you follow the news, you'll recall that this week Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for coronavirus in advance of a meeting with President Trump. So naturally, that meeting was scotched and was going to be a campaign rally in Cleveland, I think. And so the meeting was canceled, and DeWine went to the Cleveland Clinic for a retest. And guess what? It was negative. So he tested positive, then he tested negative. So how could that be? Well, what they probably are doing when it comes to the president is they're screening a lot of people, and they need a rapid result. So there are two types of tests. There's the rapid test, which relies on the antigen, and it can be based on, you know, a spit test. It's simple. You don't have to stick a swab up the nose. It's not unpleasant. But, and you can process a lot of tests that way, and the results are virtually instantaneous. You wait 15 minutes or so, and it pops out a result, positive or negative. So we got a positive result on that test, And then he went to the Cleveland Clinic where they did the real deal test, the PCR nasal swab test, which is the test that my hairdresser got. But if you're an ordinary citizen, it takes 15 days. But if you're Governor DeWine about to meet President Trump, you get an instantaneous processing of that test, and the test was negative. So the rapid antigen test, the kind that's based on saliva, can be read within minutes. It sounds great, but those tests can be inaccurate, generating false positives. And the more precise nasal swab test, which you want to get, that's severely backlogged, as my hairdresser found out. So it really doesn't give us much confidence that we can test our way out of this pandemic as kids and school personnel head back to classrooms. And the number of routine mandated tests will soar into the millions each week this fall. And so conceptually, yeah, it's great. You know, test, test, test. But the tests themselves can yield dubious results. And oh, by the way, how are we going to process all those tests? All right, 877-726-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about a very novel technology. We're going to find out about vagus nerve stimulation to help with pain, to help with mood. It's something that's been on my radar screen for a long time, and I want to share with you some of the latest results with an impact on sleep, fatigue, anxiety, mood, even blood pressure, and chronic illness. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Lately, I've been field testing a new innovative device. It's called the Zen. It's spelled X-E-N by Nuvana, which is a vagal nerve stimulation device for consumers. And I wanted to share my impressions with you and get some explanation of what it's all about from today's guest, who's Amy Brannon. She's a registered nurse with over 20 years of experience in hospital-based healthcare, all in the ICU and invasive cardiac procedural areas. She's got a BS in nursing and a BS in psychology. And she's now devoted to optimizing wellness and mental health through neuroscience to fight the devastating health effects of stress-induced illness. And we could all use a little help with stress these days, couldn't we? She's a founder of Nuvana, LLC, and she was formerly chief executive officer of the company in its early startup phase. and she's here with us to talk about the Zen. So, Amy, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Hoffman. It's a pleasure.
Okay, well, tell us about vagus nerve stimulation. I don't have the vaguest idea what that's about. No, I'm just kidding.
I love the pun. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, the vagus nerve is something really that's come to light more recently in common wellness conversations, but really it's been used for years to help people relax, to find more balance. This is actually the longest cranial nerve in the body. So it stems from the brainstem. It's a cranial nerve which actually has two nerves that come off the back of the brainstem, and then they coalesce in the chest into one giant cable. So if you kind of think of this information superhighway between the brain and every major organ in your body, this is the cable that takes that information in both directions. So the main purpose of the vagus nerve is to help the body calm down after a stressful event. So, you know, you have the two sides of the nervous system.
Right.
The fight or flight.
Sympathetic and the parasympathetic, right?
Right. So, you know, once that sympathetic kicks in and it's the fight or flight and your body reacts to that, your heart rate goes up, your breathing rate goes up, and then your body is supposed to kick in automatically and calm all of those symptoms down. And that's where the vagus nerve comes in.
So the vagus nerve actually controls the parasympathetic nervous system response, which as opposed to the fight or flight part of the system, it's the rest and digest part of the system. It's sort of the chill factor in your autonomic nervous system balance.
Yes. And, I think what we've seen, and it just learning over the years that we've been developing a vagus nerve stimulator, what we see is that the human body now is really more geared in that sympathetic mode, and it's becoming more and more difficult for the parasympathetic system to kick in. We don't give it enough time. We don't value relaxation to the point that we're intentional about it.
And so, you know, how does the Zen system engage the vagus nerve? I mean, I've heard of like implantable nerve stimulators. I mean, they actually have to be surgically implanted. But there are ways to do this non-invasively, right?
Right. So there's actually a branch of the vagus nerve that projects into the ear. So there is, what we do is we have a set of headphones that transmit a very low voltage electrical signal that will stimulate that branch of the vagus nerve in the ear, which then communicates directly, sends a little message into the parts of the brain that say, ah, yes, okay, it's time to relax, it's time to calm down. And those relaxing neurotransmitters like acetylcholine and serotonin kick in to help balance out the physiology, essentially.
Yeah, and I've field tested the device myself several times, and it's kind of interesting. You know, I put the earbuds in, and it delivers a very subliminal electrical shock. And in fact, it's a shock, and if you turn it up too high, you'll feel it. But you want to turn it down to the point where it's, you know, comfortable. And and then I also keyed it to some of my favorite music. Which in this case was a group called Soundgarden, which was used in the Planetarium show. So it's kind of a little bit psychedelic, you know, kind of rock music. But I actually found it a very interesting experience. It was like, you know, I had a real sense of clarity listening to the music that I hadn't noticed before. And I got into a very relaxed state. I mean, I didn't fall asleep or anything like that. I didn't feel stoned, but I just felt this sort of nice kind of slightly euphoric feeling while I did it. It was interesting.
Yeah, I love it that you use music that's not sort of that traditional relaxation music. I myself, I love rock music and I'm a big fan of Soundgarden, so I appreciate that.
Oh, good. Great minds think alike.
So that is what's really interesting to us as well is, well, I'll kind of back up a little bit. One of the things that we really wanted to do with the product is make it consumer friendly and less scary. So you use the word shock, which is, you know, electricity is a little disconcerting for people, I think. Maybe people are used to using TENS units that may be used on muscles or different things like that. But in this case, it's unfamiliar. So one of the things we wanted to do was make sure that people were less concerned or less frightened or maybe make it a little more predictable. So you can actually pair the stimulation pulse with the beat of whatever music you're listening to. And it's sort of counterintuitive to think that I'm listening to rock music and I actually can relax. But it does work like that. You don't have to, it's sort of independent of whatever music you're listening to.
Well, there's something about music that really synchronizes to the brain anyway. You know, so you're getting an additional, you get the music, the auditory stimulus, as well as like a direct electrical stimulation to the vagus nerve. So it makes a lot of sense. For what types of people, you know, this is a general optimizing thing. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, for people who are sick or diseased, and it doesn't make claims that it cures anything. But under what circumstances might people consider this helpful?
So, in general, the things that we really see the best benefits with are stress reduction in general. And when I say stress reduction, it's really the body's stress response. So it's helping people to relax and get out of that that heightened stress mode. So if you think of giving a presentation, I think that's the easiest analogy to, you know, to
public
put in front
speaking,
of people.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know that feeling if you're uncomfortable speaking in front of people, and even those who do it frequently may still feel this really intense stress. So it's that type of thing that we can help balance with a little bit of vagus nerve stimulation. It helps you sleep better, and by better, I mean stay asleep longer and sleep deeper. So less tossing and turning, less waking up during your sleep, and fall asleep a bit faster if you use it right before bedtime.
Interesting. So it can be used as a sort of a pre-bedtime routine. I find it as something like kind of a productivity-enhancing routine because I spend a lot of time sitting at a desk, writing, you know, and eventually it gets a little stale. And if I take, you know, like a 10 or 15, 20-minute session with the Nuvana, I feel it sort of reinvigorates me. It sort of clears my head and refreshes me so that I'm able to get back to work. So, you know, take a zen break, you know, during the day when you're trying to complete, you know, tasks that are sometimes monotonous.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. That's how I use mine as well, especially if I need to get a volume of work done in a short amount of time, and it may not be the most exciting work, but it may be tedious, then doing a little bit, a short session. That's the nice thing about it is you can do it at your desk or wherever you're actually doing your work. Super portable and very easy to use like that.
Yeah, we have about a minute, so we want to give people a heads up on the information because you have a very nice website and a video that explains how this works. And that is at nuvanalife.com, but help us with the spelling because it may not be intuitive.
Okay, it's Nuvana, NEUVANA, life, all one word, .com.
Okay, and as a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, the Zen by Nuvana is available at 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine off as part of an exclusive Intelligent Medicine bundle at nuvanalife.com/Hoffman, and that's NEUVANA. life.com/Hoffman. So in conclusion, it's a very interesting device. It's a vagus nerve stimulation. You can get the benefits of that in your own home, and you can customize it to your own musical tastes. Check it out. I want to thank you very much, Amy Brennan, for providing us with information about it. And people can learn more at the website for NevadaLife.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 is our number. For Intelligent Medicine, got a lot more to discuss with you.